I'm going to talk about your other album, which is in Spanish, Fuego, and what is Fuego about, and what inspired you to record Fuego?
Well, in getting back to the last question, I haven't got support video for it yet. It's interesting when you invited me again to come on the show and you say, bring the band. I don't have a band. I go in the studio and I get the best players that I can play all these different styles. And they really have to be pretty high skilled musicians to even understand the difference between the feel of a funk song and then the feel of a Latin jazz song. Most players are either good in one or good in the other, but they don't play it authentically. So in a couple of months, I'll be putting the band together and I'll have plenty of support videos. And if you go up to my website, breathspiritlife.com, I do have some older videos from other albums up there that people can grab. But specifically for this one, not yet. Fuego, since my mother maiden name is Salcedo, and my grandmother would tell me that my rhythm came from somewhere down our family line. It goes all the way back to Spain, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
we grew up in a multicultural house, and you didn't have to be politically correct, you know. My grandmother would just say, no, and my father was a Slavic, my mother's Spanish, my father's Slavic. But, you know, you didn't get all bogged down and all this stuff like they do today. So, I've always had a heart for the music. I was a founding member of Malo. So they tell me I helped create that sound back in the 70s. And I remember my mother going around the house singing in Spanish when I was a kid. So literally, I took albums, songs off of Flame On. And I had the producer, Gilbert Velasquez, who's a Grammy Award-winning producer out in San Antonio, Texas. And I said, hey, can you get me some lyrics for these? And he said, you know, for Yeshua, Yahweh, Don't You Cry My Baby Girl, let's see, Tremble, and I can't even, and also, I redid Suavecito, the big hit from Malo, in Spanish. And that title is called O Mi Cristo.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't pronounce Tremble was Ilamo Tiasu or something like that.
Yeah, I remember Suavecito. I also remember Nena.
Yeah, yeah.
The good old times.
But the titles in Spanish, once I heard the lyrics, I went, wow, you know, the vibes are different, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
to make the lyrics translate good, it even changed the melody line sometimes, so they sounded almost like different songs. And to me, if you worship on an instrument, and there's so much great individual spirit-led playing on those songs with some great players, that transcends. You know, anybody who listens can get it. But the fact that it went out in Spanish, I mean, I've gotten great feedback from it and great reviews. And it was just another thing that I wanted to do to just get this music out to different people. And I'm glad I did. The songs came out, the music chords and everything were the same, but the melodies came out so different. I had to assign different UPC code and all that, ISRC, which are numbers that track for radio the different songs. I had to give them different ones because people just said, hey, it doesn't sound the same. So I'm always looking to stretch out, and that blesses me, especially being someone who, when I first started on this journey, I never wrote a song. So so that's why I started Fuego. Really, it's my love for the music and my love for the language, and I wanted to reach as many people as I could.
Yeah, and you're doing great. I wanted to say that I was sorry because I tried to record your answers to Heart's Cry, but I was having problems with my battery. You don't mind if I repeat the question for what was the inspiration for Heart's Cry, and what was Heart's Cry about? Sorry to put you through this inconvenience, is that when, during the interview with the Heart's Cry, I was having problems with the battery, and I had to change it.
Oh, don't worry. No, don't worry about that. I'm just trying to think, because sometimes, in my mind, I play drums, and I've got to, you know what I mean? I'll switch around. I just want to make it concise. The inspiration for Heart's Cry, the title, came from, I believe we're in the end times. I believe that we are in the end times. I'm a student of the Word of God and all this stuff going on in the Middle East. You can take out of Revelation and Daniel. And the Bible is always said to be, it's a prophecy book. So anyway, so in the end times, I was going, I felt the Lord telling me, it's time for my people to get serious. Let your hearts turn to me with hearts cries of the heart when they're in trouble. So the inspiration for the song I actually had about 10 years ago, one of my daughters was involved in cutting, if you know what I mean. That's mm-hmm. when they, the kid, yeah. And one time, I didn't know it. She kept it a secret until she cut too deep one time, and it wasn't life-threatening or anything. But the next day, I kind of found, you know, just what I thought was a lot of the effect of the cutting all over her diary. So I sat down and I just said, Lord, I'm having to myself, this is how a lot of the songs come. I said, I'm having these feelings today. They start to overwhelm me. I'm getting scared. I don't know why. Why don't you hear my heart's cry? And it's me crying out to the Lord. So I picked a woman to sing that. Her name is Melissa Rocha. And then in the second verse, God answers, and he says, once your heart's cry goes out, it says in the Bible, that God hears it, and the answer is coming. But in his time, it's already there, as our faith, if it makes sense, lines up to his timing. So now he says, you must stand firm, and don't turn trying to help me out. So he said, I'll shake the heavens and the earth to draw you back to me, to my power that can change things, because I loved you first. And that's where the inspiration for the song came. And again, I wrote that song probably in, or started it in 2006. And like I said before, I'm to the point to where I finish whole songs. I just finished a new one that I'm really excited about. But I'm even more excited about within a few months now, I'll have a new band together, because my passion is to play music and to play it live. I like writing songs. I can't say it's a passion of mine, but what is a passion, brother? I love the Word of God. And if you listen to my songs, if your audience wants to get encouraged and it tells you, in Flame On, I have a song called The Devil's a Liar. And it'll tell you how Jesus, who is the Word, combated the devil by saying, it is written. And those things are for us, brother, and I just believe in these end times. If we pay attention to what God's Word, he gives us the Word to combat the things of this world. But it's by Mark 11:23, whoever right? So that's how I did it, and that's what the songs are all about. They're all about a specific point or a feeling that God's trying to get across. Because I always ask him, brother, when I come up with the rhythm, what do you want me to say here? Great. And that's how Heart's Cry started.
Great. You like going, you like playing live. When the day that you come back and play live, there are two expositions here in Florida. One is called Expo Leap, which is an annual Christian festival in Miami, Florida, where you have all the musical ministries and all ministries uniting together for the purpose of evangelization. That's celebrated in August, and there's another one in Tampa called Expo Fete, which is in November. And I think it's the first Saturday of November. Do you think you'll be doing the evangelization or promoting your albums here in a tour in Florida, or even with the fairs, Expo Leap and Expo Fete?
it's going to be, I think, more towards the November one, because the I'll start doing that in a couple months, and then but then again, I can't say, because it's all up to God. But yes, and this band is an evangelistic band, because when we have set up to play in the past, the skill level, I mean, you have, you know, if you take secular bands or whoever they are with the musicianship, mm-hmm. it could be Santana, it could be Miami Sound Machine, it could be anybody up today. And my ministry has always been to be able to play for the Lord original music that can stand up to that, and or because God's behind it, be better. And that's what draws the unsaved. Because when someone hears a drum solo or a timbale solo or a guitar solo, and that person knows how to play, they're focused in. That's what draws them in. You know what I mean? That's what draws them. So, yeah. So it's. But that's the evangelistic part of my ministry too. So all this stuff is going to shake out here in the next couple months, and then I just leave it up to the Lord. You know, you talk about an 8-piece band. You know, and all the issues that encompass that. You know, but once you find, like I had when I was in Texas, once you find people that go, Lord, what do you want me to do today? You know, not, you know, I'm afraid to go play for the Lord because it might hurt my career or whatever that is. So all that stuff's coming. You know, and I believe it's going to be massive, mm-hmm. brother, because that's the vision God gave me.
Yeah. I have the feeling, too, I once said, before I make this quote, there was a quote by the president of Guinea, Sekou Touré, who once said that, I prefer the poverty of freedom to the riches of slavery. I took the saying and I made a different quote. I once said, and I still say it, and feel free to quote it in any concerts, I prefer the poverty of freedom with God to the riches of slavery with the devil. This is my saying. You're free to use it in your concerts. I took the phrase of Sekou Touré, who was the first president of Guinea, and just simply added God and the devil, because we're reaching end times, and right now we're reaching a point where our career, our salary, or our Lord, and this is in all professions. And the way I'm seeing things now, I would prefer the poverty of freedom with God to the riches of slavery with the devil. Because we're seeing it right now.
And it's what I believe. When you're playing for your passion, when you're serving the Lord, that He has already provided abundantly more to bless others. And it says in Genesis, I always fall back to the word, brother, and the Bible says, let's make Roberto and Richard and my people in my image and likeness, and let us give them dominion over the earth, all that's on the earth, and all the riches below. So it belongs to us as a joint heir. Now, how do we understand, how do we access that? Because I was speaking the other day, and I said, listen, everybody who thinks that God just blesses people by their natural gifts, which is, you can go get it used to be maybe 10 years ago, you go get a college degree and you're guaranteed making 100 grand, 150,000. That seems to be the period. Mm-hmm. But everybody can't do that. There just aren't enough jobs. But what God will do when you serve Him in what looks like, in quotation marks, poverty, but He'll bring people in to bless you. Why? Because the Bible says in Daniel, He says, I'm going to bless you abundantly more. That means increase, supernatural, so that you can help others. And you know what? If it's not today, we're to act like it. And what does that look like? I'm to be happy. You know, to be attitudes means he exists attitudes. Be, exist. And no matter what your circumstance. So I agree with you. And I know that God is not going to work it out, brother. He spoke the end from the beginning. It's already worked out. So if he leads you into that area and go, hey, look, you know, I'm not going to make much money right now. You know what it says in Isaiah 61, I believe? Mm-hmm. It says, for the riches of the kings of the world will come and minister to you. So I believe it's there. The world may call it poverty because it doesn't look a certain way, or drive a, you know, I have an old car and I could have a newer one. But people make fun of that car all the time, man, and I just don't get it, you know? It still runs good. It still gets 35 miles to the gallon. It's got 200,000 miles on it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not defined by my car, you know? And if I have a little extra money, I'd rather help somebody. But that's for all of us. So anyway, I agree with that statement, and also to know that God can't send everybody. There aren't enough jobs in this planet for everybody to be rich. What he says is, those who work and get the money ill-gotten gain will belong to you who do his work. So that's a good one, dude.
Great. I want to thank you, Rich, for coming to the AG News Show. And I want to wish you, and may God bless you in your ministry, especially the song Hearts Cry and Fuego. And we're gonna be in touch a lot. I'm gonna see if I could try to find your information on Expo Fe. Expo Lead is a little bit late because Expo Lead will be occurring in about, I think, 15 days. I myself, I'm like here and there and everywhere. I'm like doing 200 to 300 ministries and interviews and everything. But I can get you the page for next year's Expo Lead, and let's see what we could do for Expo Fe. I'm planning to go to Expo Fe, God willing, this November. It's Expo Fe is a lot smaller than Expo Lead. Expo Lead is really, really big. It's like,
yes, and
it's like the Oscars, but Expo Fe is a lot more low key. It's a lot more low key. Nobody has heard of it, but they're giving much more publicity to Expo Fe, which is a much more younger exposition compared with Expo Lead, which is like 27 years old.
Yeah. Me again, and I appreciate any contacts or anything, because what I do, I always call up, and a lot of times it's not just to bless me, but I've been doing this now, this is going on the 10th year, and man, I've been through the Joseph journey, so I know the pitfalls to look for getting on radio, and truly, with a mature ministry like this, people forget that a lot of people our age in the late early 30s on up, mm-hmm. we grew up with bands like my band. It's just a band. It's like Chicago. It's like Santa, where musicians step out and play solos. It's just the lyrics are Christ-centered lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I prefer this type than I do. For me, it's what I prefer compared to a lot of the cookie cutter stuff that you just keep hearing day after day after day. Yep. So I appreciate any help, and let's keep talking, and thank you so much.
We will. And also, if you know of any ministries in the English-speaking world, or actually in America, if you know of any American ministries, English-speaking, because we're all Americans. If you know of any more ministries in our country or in Canada, or in England, bring them on. We need to really evangelize, not just in the third world, but we also have to evangelize in the first world.
Yes, I agree. And also, God bless you, and God bless your ministry, and I'll talk to you soon. Robert.
Thank you very much.
Care.
For me, it was a pleasure and an honor. I want to tell everybody before we leave, I recommend Breath, Spirit, and Life, the new albums, Heart, City, and Fuego, and also please visit their websites, and also please, if you know of any Christian rock groups, please visit them and read the Bible and get in touch with Jesus in these trying times. Without much, I want to wish everybody the best, and may God bless from here in Miami to the rest of the world. And thank you.
Okay, my brother. Thank you. God
bless. You're welcome. But God bless.